Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out.
Welcome to Real America's Voice, a very special day here. This is Lost Voices of Fentanyl Town Hall. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining us in Washington, D.C. today. I'm Michelle Backus. I'm joined by my co-host, John Solomon.
Michelle, great to be with you. We've got an all-star lineup today. Tara Dahl, host of Real America's Voice Special Report and former Deputy Chief of Staff for the National Security Council, is here. We also have our very own Ben Berkram, the host of Law & Border. Michelle, listen, this is one of the greatest crises we've ever faced on our own soil. I think about my colleagues elsewhere in the media. They don't report on it every day. If we had 100 people a day being mowed down by a gunman or by a terrorist, there would be headlines 24/7. There's utter silence in the mainstream media almost every day, and that's wrong.
Silence. That's exactly it. Yeah. If this was anything else, there would be a national warning.
Yeah.
This is so important. And I do think that it's important to show just how serious this epidemic is. Let's take a look at the data as of now. And again, we cannot stress this enough. These numbers are actually undercalculated compared to the actual amount of overdeaths that we are seeing. Yep. Fentanyl has become the leading cause of death for people ages 18 to 45. Now, over 150 people die every day. That number is rising from overdoses related to synthetic opioids like fentanyl. Fentanyl is also 50 times stronger than heroin. Just imagine that. And 100 times stronger than morphine. Overdose deaths in the United States tied to fentanyl soared 279% from 2016 to 2021. And that number, John, is nearly quadrupling. It's only going to increase.
Oh, yeah. No, it's on the rise. And as the border stays open, what we have now is more and more of this coming in. It's easy to take a little pack of the drugs, put 100 of them in your backpack, walk across an open spot of the border, and there's enough to kill an entire town, an entire state sometimes, single drug courier. This is such a crisis. And when you talk to the Border Patrol agents, the first thing they tell you is, we want to stop it, but we're spending all day playing concierge service.
Yeah, when you have open border policies like this and not enough agents to combat the crisis, what do you do?
Yeah, just today they closed the border in one of the border ports of entry because they're just out of Border Patrol agents. So they're just going to shut it down, move those agents to handle some of the other illegal immigrants. That leaves another vulnerable port wide open. And the gaps in the border security lineup are unlike anything I've seen in my 30 years in Washington.
You know, that's very interesting. A lot of people are saying that right now, and they said it's going to get worse unless we do something, unless we speak up right now. Well, we have a great lineup today of guests, and don't forget, we're going to be taking questions from our audience members as well as you online as well. So please don't be shy. This is an important conversation that can obviously lead to actual change, and that's what we want to do here today with the Real Voices of Fentanyl founder, April Babcock. We will also be with Vice President Virginia Krieger. Jim Brawl will be here as well via Skype. Missy Duff, the founder of Machico's Voice, Lost Voices of Fentanyl Ambassador Anne Elizabeth, and Angela Parker from Never Alone, Nick Rucker Foundation.
That's an impressive lineup. And all of these people are on the front lines. They are the faces, the voices
one of the greatest epidemics that isn't talked about in American history or even in this town. This conversation today will be more attention in the city of Washington, D.C. than the entire week before. And that is a shame. Our leaders are not putting this front and center like it needs to be.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to do today. Yeah. So I want to welcome in our guests, our first guests of this special, extremely important. I'm here today sitting with April Babcock, the founder of Lost Voices of Fentanyl. I'm also here with Virginia Krieger, who is the vice president of Lost Voices of Fentanyl. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us today. I know this is not an easy conversation, but it's an important one.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
April, I want to start with you as the president of this group. Can you tell me a little bit about the difference between overdose and poison? You know, we hear the word overdose a lot when it comes to fentanyl, but...
What you said.
I did. I was actually one of the people that said that, and you corrected me. Do you mind telling me about that again?
So people that are actually seeking fentanyl, there's still no safe dose of illicit fentanyl. It's a poisoning. There's no safe dose really of any illicit drug. I call all drug deaths a poisoning. But fentanyl, so many people have no idea they're even getting it. They're being deceived. My son, I know what my son bought, but that's not what killed him. So how can you buy one drug, but you're dying from fentanyl? That's a poisoning. This is a poisoning crisis. We have these young kids, you know, buying fake pills on Snapchat or you're getting them from their friends. They think they're getting a Xanax, an Adderall, a Percocet, and in all reality, they're getting a fake pill made of 100% fentanyl, and God knows what other binding powders they're putting in this pill to make it. And they're, for everyone not dying, we have young teenagers now getting dependent on fentanyl. This is a crisis. This is the worst crisis our country has ever seen. And this administration needs to do everything in its power to slow the flow of it into our country. And they're just not. They're failing us. And we have dead kids as proof. They're failing us. And our kids are dying. It's not normal.
And I think that's pretty evident as well, just looking at the faces, you know, in our audience, in the screen behind me, nonetheless, of every single person. This was a brother, a sister, a mom, a child. And these are voices that need to be heard. This is something that we need to continue talking about. I, April, I'm so appreciative for you being here today. Tell me a little bit about Lost Voices of Fentanyl. This has become a major support system for many parents like yourself.
Well, it started out as I had a rally in front of the Chinese embassy. China's the head of the snake. They're killing Americans and they're getting away with it. So the first rally was in front of the Chinese embassy. And really, I started the group for that event, but then, you know, it just grew and grew. I wasn't going to get rid of the group because the event was over.
Right.
Hey, I'm going back to D.C. every year. You know, our goal is to one day have a beautiful memorial event, but we're going to march to the White House every year. We're going to keep marching. I don't care who's sitting in the White House. If the death toll is not declining drastically, we're going to go in front of the White House because something has to change. We're tired of funerals. Yeah. Babies. We're losing now babies. Babies don't have a substance use disorder. This is not limited to the substance use disorder community any longer. First time experimental and occasional users are now dying. Before fentanyl, it was people with a substance use disorder, and they had years of recovery. They had umpteen chances to recover. Now, you don't have umpteen chances to recover. You just die.
Virginia, I want to make sure that I ask you this as well. You are now the vice president of Lost Voices of Fentanyl. How did you become involved with the group?
I lost my only daughter, Tiffany, in 2015 to a counterfeit pill. And if anyone had told me that's how I'd lose my daughter, I would have laughed at them before then, because things like that don't happen to people like us. But it did. And then I met April, and as I saw more and more families being impacted from every walk of life, from every background, from every age group, you know, it was offensive to me that something this big and so many of our loved ones are gone, that it was going under the radar, under acknowledged, under investigated, and that it's been so mismanaged up to this point. You know, for COVID, every day there was tickers on our TV screens that said, this many cases of COVID, this many people have died. We are 10 years deep. We've buried over 100,000 of our children. And our government can't even tell us how many fentanyl-related injuries there are every day. They don't know. They don't know how many were impacted by fake pills. They don't know how many were impacted by contaminated drugs. They haven't put out public safety warnings so that our children are even aware that this danger exists. So our loved ones keep dying. They've never stopped and talked to any of us. None of them have called us in and asked us, how did fentanyl get to your child? Did they have a history of substance use disorder? So then they try to tell us we're trying to fix it. Really, are you? Because if you don't know how big the problem is, who it's impacting, or how it's impacting them, then how can you sit there with a straight face and try to tell me that you're trying to fix it? Because you haven't tried to fix it.
Virginia, we have just a little bit of time, but if you had a moment to talk to the president, you talk to Congress, you're in their city right now, what would you tell them the fixes?
The first fix would be we need to have proper data assessments. We need to know the numbers, the real numbers, so we can properly allocate resources. We need to know the health history so we know how to allocate resources. We need to start treating these as poisonings. We need to declare the cartels terrorist organizations. And most importantly, we need to make illicit fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction. And if we start addressing that, we won't just be helping some of the people out there being impacted. We can help all of them. We need acknowledgement and support for all the bereaved and impacted family members left behind who have no support at all right now.
No, they don't.
There are millions of us, and we need help.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Welcome back to Lost Voices of Fentanyl, an extremely powerful and emotional but important special that we have here today at RAV. For those of you just tuning in, we are live in Washington, D.C. with families across the country, many of which traveled hundreds of miles to be there today, holding faces of their loved ones that they lost to this national security crisis that is not getting enough attention. And politicians continue to put on the back burner. We are facing chemical warfare here in the United States. I'm joined here today by John Solomon, my co-host. John, there needs to be a conversation, there needs to be awareness, and something needs to be done.
Yeah, listen, they will talk about everything in this town in Washington except fentanyl. All right, they gave us one day as a commemorative day in August. That's a step forward, but the real solutions aren't on the table. The next opportunity is in this budget deal coming up in January. Will the Republicans have the chops to force Joe Biden to start to close down the border and put some of the teeth into the law that have been eradicated for the last couple of years? If he doesn't, we go another year, another 150,000 people. Keep in mind, more people have died from fentanyl poison this year than in the entire 12 years of the Vietnam War. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, and that number's only going to increase.
So keep going.
Well, I want to get right to our next guest because I want to get to the bottom of how this started, where it's coming in, and what you need to know. I am joined today by Derek Maltz. He is the former DEA Director of Special Operations. Derek, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate the support to the families around America. I know they all appreciate it. And from the bottom of my heart, Real America's Voice, thanks for stepping up.
Of course. Well, Derek, I think we need to get right into it. You guys actually had a great conversation the other day.
Yeah.
Pinpointing exactly how this fentanyl is being made and then coming into our country. Can you break down exactly where this is coming from and how it's entering here?
Well, first of all, America is not connecting the dots. The Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese criminal network started bombing America around 2008, 2009 with K2 spice bath salts. Then they went into fentanyl. Then they started shipping mass amounts of chemicals to the Mexican cartels to make this poisonous substance. Now they're producing xylazine, which is a horse tranquilizer that's rotten people from the inside and out, causing necrosis, amputations, ulcerations. And by the way, as we're sitting here today talking about fentanyl, they're pumping all other types of substances like nitazine, etanitazine, isoniazine. They're more powerful substances than fentanyl. So now they're also providing all the money laundering services for the cartels. But right now, the problem we have, the immediate problem, is that the border's wide open and the Mexican cartels are operating with impunity and they're killing our kids at record levels. There's nothing greater that's happening right now to our families and our communities, all right? The poor families that are sitting out in the audience, and that's why I'm very passionate, because I'm here to support them. And just like you're here to support them, and Border 911, I'm on a team of the most American patriotic people I've ever been around that actually secured the border in America under the last administration. And it's really disturbing that our president recently said that he's going to do everything in his power. So, Mr. President, when the hell are you shutting down the border? When are you going to get some accountability on CDC and the Department of Education? The kids are learning about critical race theory, okay? But what about the deadly substances? What about the stats? Like Virginia and April said, we don't even know the magnitude of the problem because we don't know how many people are poisoned. So I want to give you a good story here that just happened. Thanksgiving Day, right? We had 10 people in one home, okay? I think it was in Michigan. That were, you know, poisoned. We had 4 dead earlier in the week in Denver, on the streets of Denver. In September, we had 18 poisoned in Harrisburg, and about 9 were dead. It's every day we're having people die, and the government has no sense of urgency.
And you're not hearing a lot about this.
No, and even when you try to raise it, Derek was on the show the other day, we put the video up, and a couple hours later, tell us what YouTube did.
You know, I'm so disappointed because I've been working in my retirement to support families, and I put up a video of an interview with Amanda Head, a great interview explaining this, and YouTube shut it down. They said it was not age appropriate. So, okay, they could have changed it to 18 plus. All right, I'm fine with that. They took it off the air. That's unacceptable, but that's the problem. The government doesn't want this news going out, and the censored media wants to shut our voices down. But guess what? Like April said, we're not going away, okay? We're going to continue until the death rates go down. And if President Biden wants to do something about this problem, let me see the death rates go down. Yeah. And let me see some real-time stats on the TV every day. Fentanyl poisonings, fentanyl deaths. We don't see that.
It's interesting because if you want to destabilize a country quickly and silently, this is how you do it.
Perfect. So here's the deal. Let me show you this. This is like 1 gram of sugar, sweetener, whatever the heck it is, okay? You put this here. If that's a gram, 500 Americans can die from that amount of substance. Do we not understand this is a poisoning against our country? We've never had this in the history of the country. We've never had a terrorist organization destroy this many families and American citizens. So why are the cartels allowed to get away with this? And by the way, for the whole world to hear, I participated in the largest DEA drug enforcement conference in Jamaica in September. Guess what country didn't show up? 130 countries and Mexico didn't show up. How is that acceptable? And why are we giving them money? If I was the State Department, I would shut down all funding immediately. How can they do that to these families?
I think that if there's one message you take away from today, every person in this country, no matter your lifestyle, your where you live, how you live, you're in danger of this being afflicted by this scourge. And I thank all the people here who came out to remind us of that today. We need to be educated every day, and we're getting a good education today.
Absolutely. Well, we do want to get out to Tara Dahl and Ben Berquam. They are in the audience with families that, again, have traveled hundreds of miles to be here today, take a stand, because we are not going to be complacent and we are definitely not going to be silent about this national security crisis. I'll let y'all take it away.
My name's Melissa. What educators should know is that we have to take responsibility and seek and find information about this crisis. It's not going to be given to us. No one's going to come and save us and present it for us. As a result of a loss of a 16-year-old that I was working with, I was looking for resources for my staff and students to move forward and do do something about this. And we were struggling and we had a very difficult time with that. And subsequently, my husband and I started an organization called Beat Fentanyl, where we are cataloging all of this information. So laws and news articles and resources. Lost Voices was one of the very first organizations that we found. And we are so humbled by the fact that people that are fighting the hardest are people who should be able to grieve and rest. And other people need to have an understanding that this could happen to any one of us, and that the only way that it stops is if people who have not yet been affected begin to care about it.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here today. Ben, to you.
Are these IDs that are coming across the southern border, I meant to mention Todd Bentzman earlier and the work. There's so many people in our community that are standing up, that are telling the truth. There are, you know, when I first started doing this, there were very few people out there. When a lot of these parents started doing what they're doing and Lost Voices of Fentanyl and these organizations, there were very few people out there talking about it. And that's all, you know, they just said, well, where is anybody? Where are the people that are supposed to be representing us? And they weren't there. And the very people here in Washington, D.C. That are supposed to put us first, to put the American people first, they are derelict in their duty. And I would even say worse, they are negligent in what their number one job is. And that's my call to them and also to the people out there. If I listen to Christian radio a lot, and one of the guys, the DJs on there says, if you can't find a person that a loving person in your life will be that loving person to others. And there are so many people out there that are saying, well, what can I do? What can I do? Each one of us have a part to play in this. Each one of us have a role, whether you're in front of the camera or doing something else. You have a purpose, and I just want to encourage you to do that. Tara?
Yeah. Tara, I want to turn to you real quickly, if I could. A lot of the, you know, we heard Derek earlier in the show say this is a concerted effort by China. And one of the places that has preyed on young people to put them in this position is social media, particularly TikTok. I know you talk about this a lot. What are some of the things when you look at social media's role in pushing this scourge on America?
Yeah, I know that it is sold. Fentanyl is sold on social media, on the dark networks. And especially on like Snapchat, I know, and there's a code name. So I think educating people on what to look for on their kids' phone for some of those code names that they use, that's one way that you can really look for it and be able to address it. But you really need to put pressure on China as well with TikTok. As you mentioned, John, there's, I know, Kristi Noem, Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. She's been a leading voice and advocate for banning TikTok on government phones. And there's other politicians that are standing out and speaking up on that, on really holding China accountable for what they're doing on TikTok and the social media. But it is very important to be able to educate, too, on what parents and what family members can do to look at the social media, especially the apps like Snapchat, where they are looking for those codes, where that is where they are selling those drugs and targeting children.
Yeah, targeting children, targeting Americans. Teredal, thank you so much. Ben Berquam, stick with us. We will be right back as we continue to address America's number one killer. Stick with us.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us here at Real America's Voice, Lost Voices of Fentanyl special. John, this has been a profound conversation. People from all walks of life affected by this dangerous, deadly drug.
Yeah, I walked into this conversation. I'm a different person over 2 hours. I mean, just experiencing things from people who've lived it on the ground, it's so much different than what you can read. You can't, until you meet people who have been through it, you can't fully appreciate its grip on this country.
I do want to welcome in two women that have been through it and are just phenomenal people that we've been talking to, so strong compared to everything that they have went through and are continuing to go through. I want to start here with Christy Dyroff. Christy, you were a former magistrate judge.
That's correct, for 12 years.
For 12 years, and you actually have your son here with you, Wesley.
Yes, this is Wesley.
Wesley did die from fentanyl.
Yes.
You were able to see some justice in that situation.
Yes, it was in 2015, and he had been addicted to opioids from our family doctor when he was in college.
Wow.
And so we went through many, many rehabs, IOPs, and we tried everything. He finally was able to stay sober. He went through a faith-based 9-month rehab, wow, and he loved it. So he came and he moved in with my husband and I. Because he asked, we live in Georgia, coastal Georgia, and he said, Mom, I need to get out of Florida. It's not a good place for me. So he was in his own rental house, and we found him dead.
Mm.
We had no idea that he was struggling. He was doing great on the outside, but their mind, it takes a while to start to develop all those pheromones and the positive things that go with it. Okay. So he bought drugs online. He thought it was heroin, and he drove from Georgia down to Orlando, bought the drugs, and he came to our house, had dinner. We found him dead the next morning at his house. Uh-huh. So because of my background, I left the case with local law enforcement for a month. Every week I would call. And because my son and I had the agreement, I never gave him money. I would pay his bills. So I knew the passwords to everything. And so I went on his phone, and I could see where he had traveled and pinged off towers going to Orlando and coming back. I could see his texts. I could see everything. So it was a simple thing, but they did nothing. So I went to that local police department, and I found a DEA task force in Orlando. And I said, I want his phone. Obviously, you aren't going to do anything with it.
Yeah. Right.
And this was, again, in 2015. I assumed it was heroin.
Yeah.
And that he had just not been on it for so long.
Yeah.
By the time They got his phone, and within a week, they had arrested the dealer. And he used social media. The website is no longer online. They shuttered it because there was so much obvious drug dealing on there that I was just constantly sending them snapshots of the people that were selling drugs on the website. So he is now in federal prison. He was the first fentanyl prosecution.
Wow.
The man who killed my son, and he knew he was poisoning him. He knew that it was pure fentanyl that he got. So he's serving 20 years in federal prison. And so my organization is drug-induced homicide. We help other parents. It was started by Terry Almanza, who was a Chicago police officer, and she could not get justice for her own child.
No.
Wow.
So
I told her story.
So that's what we do, is we help other mothers because they don't know what to do. They don't have the background, and try to help them get the justice that they need, because every parent deserves justice. Mm-hmm. No one should bury their child ever.
You're creating accountability where there's been a vacuum of accountability.
Absolutely.
It's an extraordinary thing. Yeah, it's amazing.
Thank you.
Kalia Knox, you are unlike anyone else we've had on the show today, because your son is currently in the throes of addiction to fentanyl, but still alive, homeless. Tell us his story and the struggles that you have every day to try to get him the help he needs.
Well, my son, Shamash, great kid. He graduated, had a full scholarship to automotive college. Wow. He had big dreams. My son, my dad died in 2019. He was poisoning from fentanyl. He had 6 heart attacks and went brain dead.
Oh.
And after my son seeing all of this, which my father was a father to my son, it kind of just ruined my son's life, where he got peer pressured and he became an addict to fentanyl. My son has been on the streets for a year now.
Mm.
I've been on the streets with my son trying to get him off.
Mm.
I have put him in 4 detoxes, 3 rehabilitations where he's ran from. I've went to the courts. I tried to take his rights away. And instead of the courts helping me, they told me to get him off the streets and they appoint him a lawyer.
Jeez.
How can you appoint someone that's homeless, unfentanyl, a lawyer?
Mm.
I live in the suburbs in Arizona, and I go down to Phoenix every day looking for my child.
Mm.
I'm the only parent out there looking for their child, and I find them every time, making sure he has something to eat, begging him to come home. And this poisoning is so strong where he rather lay in the streets and die.
Mm.
I've seen so many young people out in the streets, especially in Phoenix, Arizona, on every corner, on fentanyl, dying. Yeah. I've seen people having overdoses while I'm out there looking for my son.
Wow.
I finally was able to get him to come home for 2 days, Thanksgiving. He told me, "Mom, I can't do this no more. The detox was so bad from throwing up, laying in his own feces."
Jeez.
He said he'd rather go back on the streets.
Mm.
He'd rather die. My son rather die than come home. And I've done everything as a good mother.
Yes,
as a good mother, trying my best to save my child. So when I look at all these mothers all these parents that have lost their kids. I'm facing that reality, but it hasn't came yet. Mm. I've had to put insurance on him to make sure that he'll get a proper burial. This is killing our kids. And if we don't bring awareness, if we don't fight for them, no matter if they're on the streets or not, we should be out there trying to save our children from this. Because if we don't, they're going to die just like so many kids have already died.
You are.
We spoke earlier about the Victims' Rights and Restitution Act.
Yes.
And that's a major problem because they don't consider our children to be victims.
Isn't that amazing?
No. They consider them to be culpable of a crime. So they we have no assistance. We have no rights. If they were in a gang and they had a gang shooting, everyone would get assistance.
That's right.
Yeah.
This huge, I mean, hundreds of people a day are dying and no one is getting any assistance.
It's
$10,000 to bury your child. Yes. And we have mothers that have lost 2 and 3. The worst one I know of is 6.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Exactly. So I don't know how you function.
It's really no help from the government.
None.
They're not trying to help us at all. And I mean, we have lost so many kids to fentanyl, more than COVID-19. So why isn't it a priority to save our kids? It's the most horrific thing I've ever had to face in my life. And to have a kid on fentanyl and to lose my father
two
to
generations.
This, that wasn't an addict. He had an opiate problem, didn't have any medication, and one pill killed him. So if we don't bring awareness to this now, I could just imagine the future.
Yeah, domino.
Christy, Kalia, thank you both so much for being here and being so strong and speaking up. Please stick with us. We're going to be back in just a moment. This is Lost Voices of Fentanyl.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
One more story. This is such an impactful story, and I think you all need to hear it. Let's get out to Ben Berquam, who is with Dee Dolan.
Thank you, Michelle. Dee, so you know, we've talking to family members, we're talking to moms, we're talking to dads, lost one child. Talk to me about your story, and in particular, we haven't talked about this specific topic, but carfentanil.
Our son, Joseph, he was 19 years old, and he actually... I have to share just quickly about our story real quick. Our son Patrick was murdered in 2010, which started the demise of our family story, because my son Joseph was 12 at the time, and he eventually did go seek help, and he was taking medication for PTSD. He was out of that medication and did not go to his appointment, and he ended up getting a pill that he thought was going to help him with his anxiety, and it happened to be straight carfentanil. So he died about a mile from our house in his car by himself, did not have a substance use disorder. And our family, again, was totally blindsided by what this was. And so, you know, us, like many families, We are just trying to do what we can to help spread the awareness that is so needed to save another life and to make other families aware that this can happen to anyone.
And you mentioned that you weren't aware that it was carfentanyl. It took you months to figure this out?
No, we knew that it was carfentanyl after the police took the pill, and we did not know what it was at all, you know, that it was elephant tranquilizer until we were out. My husband and I were out speaking for overdose awareness, and we're sharing about, you know, overdose. And then that's how we met April. And she said, "Do you really think your son overdosed on elephant tranquilizer? Your son was poisoned." So that's how we knew, you know, what he took was not what he thought he was taking.
And so you've lost two sons, a stepson, and you have one daughter left. What is your message to the American people, and what do you want to get across?
The fact that you need to talk to your kids, whether they, you know, are in doing drugs or not, but they need to understand that when they go outside of their door, that the potential danger of something that they could take that they're not sure what it is could kill them. And I can't stress that enough. Our daughter's autistic, and she knows that unless it's a bottle of medication with her name on it, she does not take it at all. So I couldn't stress that enough, the importance of the awareness that is still so needed.
You know, this is, it's a battle. We were talking about this in the break. It's a battle of good versus evil. All of this, what we have going on our border, everything, it's coming from so many different directions. And it's now or never, America. It's now or never. You stand up now or we lose it forever. Michelle.
This is pure evil. That's essentially what we had said here in the studio as well, Ben. I'm joined now by Derek Maltz as well as Tara Dahl and of course, April Babcock. We have the full room here. Thank you all so much for everything today. This is just the beginning, of course. Derek, Tara, both of you have extensive backgrounds in national security. I just want to ask you both, what can we do to put an end to this, to stop this? What steps can we take today?
Well, like I always say, that the production in Mexico is off the charts. We can't rely on soft on crime, corrupt leaders in Mexico to save these kids. Anybody that listened to today's stories understands the severity of this. So we need to decimate the cartels' command and control. We need to destroy the poisonous labs because they are putting chemicals into our kids every single day.
Tara, what about you?
Yeah, I agree with what Derek said. And designate the cartels as a terrorist organization so you get the authorities that you need. And also build a unified command. Working with other countries, we have to keep in mind that the cartels work. The Sinaloa cartel works in 54 countries. CJNG, they work in 48 countries. And so we have to work with other countries, ally with them to be able to really target and hold accountable the cartels and also go after China, hold China accountable as well for the chemical precursor manufacturing plants.
Yeah. Accountability. I think that's an important word here today.
A NATO for fentanyl. We have to put some form of coalition to stop this in quickly. I mean, that's the urgency I have today listening to all of this. April, I think someone sitting out there today will be overwhelmed after what they hear these stories. And sometimes we feel overwhelmed, we feel hopeless. What can people do to get empowered, to do something? What are the best advice you give people? If they were moved today, what can they do to start to make a difference?
Well, they can come to my next rally, July 13th, and we're going to be back in front of the White House. Join my group, Lost Voices of Fentanyl. It's a public group, so the general public can see what's happening on American soil. This is not normal. This is an attack on Americans. In another 10 years, are we going to have a military? China's killing us. We're dying. We're sick of funerals. Like, we can't even grieve our children. We're standing on street corners holding signs. We shouldn't have to do that. Our government should be doing everything in its power to slow the flow of this illicit poison into our country, and we're tired of it.
Sean, I think that there's a lot that can be said for today. April, what resources are available for parents that don't know where to go, might have just lost a loved one?
I mean, my social media platform, there's a lot of other platforms out there. There's so many groups. It's like another, I can't keep up with all the groups. There's so many parents starting nonprofits. We're out there. Just get on social media. You will find us. And just so the world knows, I'm not fighting for my son. He's dead. I'm fighting for their children to be able to live. This is not normal. It's just, I did all this in honor of my son, but I don't fight for my son.
I fight for everybody else's to live, because like everybody else in that studio audience said, this is the worst. You don't get over it ever. I'm going to grieve till I die.
Yes, you are. But somewhere out there today, I think we've reached one person. There's one parent, one child, somebody that's listening today, and we're making a difference one by one. And
absolutely,
everything you've done is extraordinary. Derek, you too. You're tireless. You're a tireless warrior.
Well, John, it's the families that inspire me, because the government's sitting on the sideline. Law enforcement's done a great job, but we can't arrest our way out of this problem. We need the White House to step up to save all these lives. And it's actually April and all these nonprofits. It's so sad. They got to raise money, put up billboards, go to schools, and the government's not doing their job.
It's insane.
Derek, Tara, April, everyone in the studio audience today, as well as everyone listening, thank you so much for being part of Lost Voices Fentanyl. This is an extremely special event, and this is just the start of this conversation. Just take a look. Keep the camera on the families, just to see the faces. This is just the start of this conversation. It is not the end. We have a long way to go, but we are not complacent, and we are here because we're telling Washington we are not complacent as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to this very special episode.
Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button, and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.